It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocket a throw out left, wide open. Deebo Samuel makes the catch, and now speeding down the sideline. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
Final hour, fist pump time. Everyone getting it in the back here. I would throw this lotion at you, but the top has been off, so it's loose.
Oh, I could use some.
All over you. Go ahead and take it. Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton and Caitlin in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Dude, you.
Bobby.
Stop. Just stop.
Bobby.
Stop it. Stop. I don't know why you want to tempt.
Caitlin's emailing HR right now, by the way. So.
All right. we need that as a drop there in the back. I thought San Fran was going to blow it again last night. I have left the last two leads that they had. I switched on over to the baseball. Then all of a sudden, Seattle is close. And then George Kittle and San Fran, they end it. So the San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks. And Choppy, you're saying that the Lions are the new San Fran for Sunday?
New San Fran. That's why this is a must win.
Bunch of homeless people in Detroit or something?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It might be. But so remember like last year and the year before, there was this stat that a team that played San Fran lost the following week. It had like an 18-week stretch where when you played San Francisco, you lost the following week. And Chris Long, the old football player, was on his podcast. He had started keeping an eye on this with Detroit, and then I've continued to follow along with it too. And the Lions are kind of on the same path right now, where the team that plays them loses the following weekend. And it happened last year for the most part with teams. After like week 10, if you played Detroit, you lost the following weekend. Now the Cowboys didn't. The Cowboys were like the last team to play the Lions and not lose the following weekend. They won at Washington on the final weekend of the year. But other than that, 13 of the last 17 weeks, the team that played the Lions lost the following weekend.
Wow.
San Fran in the Super Bowl. And you go look at it this year. Week one, they play the Rams. The following week, the Rams lose 41-10 to Arizona. Week two, they play Tampa. Tampa the next week loses 26-7. To Denver. Arizona lost to Washington after the Lions played them 42-14. Big loss. And then Seattle loses after they play them 29-20 at home to the Giants. Not a single game the week after was a game within a touchdown. And three of the four were decided by three scores or more. Now, you might say that, well, the Cowboys have a bye week, which is true. But as we talked about, what, an hour ago, you know, Bobby has said that Dak has not been great at times off the bye. And in general, the NFL, teams off a bye are basically in a coin flip scenario. The average margin of score is 0.1 points in the NFL off a bye over the last 20 years. So that makes this even more imperative. There is a mental drain, I think, that comes from playing Dan Campbell. That is apparently what has transpired here.
Yeah, I guess not a huge surprise in the sense that the physicality that they play with, because we talk about that, you know, one of the things that was impressive about the Giants game was, oh, short week, and you were coming off of a physical football game against the Ravens. And so, yeah, Detroit plays a really punishing physical style. Even their passing game is not very finesse. Like, it is a physical football team.
They put this quote up from Dak on TV saying there's no way we can drop another home game. We're going to go get this win, then enjoy the bye week. So you're saying must win from what standpoint?
Well, I mean, the bye week, from the standpoint that, I mean, A, it's an NFC game, so it's not like you're playing Pittsburgh where if you lose, it doesn't really hurt your tiebreaker scenarios as it would. But also, you're going to play San Fran after the bye. And we have seen the bye doesn't really give you any advantage the following week. What, do you want to drop to 3-4? If you lose this game, you have to assume you're losing to San Fran because this team always loses to San Fran.
And yeah, they're not beating San Francisco. They're losing by two touchdowns minimum to San Francisco, no matter how San Francisco's playing.
And so. Yeah, so let's say they're losing to San Fran. Then you got to go on the road to Atlanta. I mean, that's no pushover. Then you have Philadelphia, and then you have Houston. And then at Washington. That is a treacherous 6 weeks here.
All four of us picked the Lions, by the way. Get in your selections on the Frank and LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. This is the 3:30 game on Fox. Of course, we're going to have the pregame at 12:30, but I'd have to imagine that Tom Brady is doing another Cowboy game for Fox with Lions and Dallas. Are we going to get more grunting that went viral from Tom's call last week with San Fran in Arizona?
And is Murray on the key to design?
Down on
it. Murray, a lot of time. Murray tipped in the air. It's intercepted. Cardinals get a huge. Murray looking to throw one up. High. Oh! Comes down. He's got it for the touchdown.
Oh.
Tom.
Oh, Mason on the pitch. As he gets to the edge, and he is.
Oh, the football.
Oh, boy. Once again. Murray in deep trouble. Backpedaling. Throwing it up for Harrison.
Oh, he's got it for a first down.
Should this get the same treatment as the Ramones?
Jim?
Yes.
Yeah. It is. He's channeling his inner Tony Romo. Like, he's not even channeling the best part of Tony. The best part of Tony is the predictions. That's the one that everybody likes.
Tony?
But he's channeling the grunt. I mean, he's not even speaking in words.
This is what Al Michaels was talking about a couple weeks ago. Like, every play can't be, oh my gosh, holy cow. Like, it's not all that insane all the time. And by the way, yes, Brady is on the call this weekend, yeah. So it will be him. But I actually think he's gotten, I think I put it in my email on Monday, I think he's gotten better. But, like, Brady has improved. I am adjusting a little and thinking, all right, he's shown himself that he's been pretty solid the last couple weeks. I don't know if it's getting away from the whole Cowboy thing, because last couple weeks he hasn't been doing Cowboys games, but yeah, the O's, you gotta pull back your O face, Tom.
Pretty sad story attached to Lions running back David Montgomery, who went on the Fantasy Dirt podcast and said that fantasy football fans gave him suicidal thoughts.
I'll share something like real near and dear to heart. When I was a rookie, I had a real, real stressful time in the league. I was at a point where I would have the suicidal thoughts. It was just a depressing and a scary year for me. And unfortunately, the people in fantasy were kind of helping.
Or not helping.
You know, like they were helping me kind of be aided to feeling that way. I was at a point where, you know, I was scared to live. One person who saved my life was my nephew. I was in a situation to where I was this close to doing something that I knew I shouldn't have done, that had changed the trajectory of my life or changed the trajectory of everybody else around me in my life. And my nephew called me right when I was in the midst of doing so. He didn't say anything about football. He didn't say anything about how fast I was. He just said, "Uncle Dave, I miss you. How are you doing?" And it meant so much to me because my nephew, he has leukemia. I was in a very dark place, very dark place. From that point on, hearing my nephew's voice, I made a vow to myself and a promise to myself that I would never, ever allow anybody else to have that much control over my mind, my body, to make me feel like I wasn't worth anything or valued in a light to where I had a purpose on this earth. Yeah, it was scary, but I got a really good therapist. I've been working with a therapist for 5 years now. And, you know, being able to regulate and express my emotions and being able to allow myself to know, like, I am enough, you know, and I've been through a lot of things. I've been through a lot of places where people don't even know who I am.
Wow. And this is a guy who puts up 800 yards and 6-7 touchdowns every single year. Peyton, I want you to be honest. Have you ever tweeted an NFL player some fantasy football nastiness because they did you dirty?
Oh, tweeted at them? No. Okay. I have air tweeted contracts that were given out or trades. Like when Amari Cooper was traded for a first round pick, I said, "You idiots." And I added the Cowboys. I said, "You could have gotten Earl Thomas for this, you know, trade pick." And now I'm the loser. Thomas.
Yeah. Awful GM you are.
Wow. Yeah.
But you haven't tweeted a player like, "You screwed me this Sunday."
Nope. Never DM'd one. Never tweeted anyone.
Me neither.
Leah Knight, who's an agent over at Roc Nation, I saw in her story yesterday, she had shared this clip and then she followed up with a screenshot from her DMs. And it's somebody said, "Come on, Leah, if you want to be a legit agent, tell your players to do better in games." She blacked out the name. Blank is effing trash compared to blank. Won't be surprised if he drops you soon. Guy is blanking trash as well. Perfect match. You dumb B. Why don't you tell your players to play better? And she put up there, she said, "If this is what my DMs look like, imagine what the players get." And it is. It's brutal, some of the stuff that they get in their messages. These
people are losers. Same ones who are going after, you see the Carlos Rodon's wife story? Going after his wife after his game 2 start, saying they were going to assault the children I didn't want to say it, but what they were going to do to the kids. What's the matter with you people?
Keyboard tough guys.
Yeah, and this is stuff like, you know, this is exactly that. This didn't happen 30 years ago because you didn't have any of that stuff. You're only able to do that, and it's facilitated by social media. You're only able to do that because you're anonymous.
Let's see if we can make you some more football money. Every week, the Tolos are tweeting that they're following RJ Choppy's selections. The football degenerate.
6-4 last week.
Okay.
Off an 11-1 week, so that's 17-5.
There you go.
Over the last 2 weeks. And I was 11-11 coming in, so that's
over 500.
Oh, yeah, big time, baby. All right, let's start right off with college first. I got Clemson -20 against Wake Forest. I think Clemson is very undervalued right now.
Oh.
They started off so poorly against Georgia that they got to the point where they are now undervalued. I love them at -20. I like the under in the Texas and Oklahoma game, Robert. I got it at 50. I think now it's around 49.
Yeah, 49-0. Sounds about right.
I like the under in that one. I'll tell you this.
Oklahoma, right? They don't have any receivers.
They don't.
Oklahoma's offense just isn't nearly what it is compared to their defense. Their defense is really good.
But yeah. I'll tell you this. Man, I am going to ride the Army train. Army is -26.5 against UAB. Trent Dilfer's about to be out of there. They can't get out of their own way. I love Army. I like Bowling Green -3 against Northern Illinois. Spittle and I texted about Bowling Green over the weekend. Most random text message I've ever been on. Well, because I never talk about Bowling Green, but here we are breaking down the Falcons, if that's what they are. I think they are. And then I like BYU -3 against Arizona. It's a home game for BYU. BYU's a different game, a different team in promo. NFL. Houston -6.5 at New England. This is Drake May in his first start. I like the Falcons -5.5 against Carolina on the road. I think it's up to 6 now, but I got it at 5.5. Buffalo -2.5 against the Jets. And then Cincy -3.5 against the Giants. And Bobby and I are embedded in a 4-team parlay.
Oh! Bobby, not me. Disclaimer. Not me betting. Yes, this is not me betting. This is just the
NFL, get him.
My this is my thought.
Payton has turned you into HR and the NFL this morning after you threw away his breakfast sandwich.
That's all right. That's fine. I'm going to turn him into McKenzie. Just you wait till you see the documents
Stop
I have on
after
him, McKenzie.
My girlfriend.
I'm not. I'm going after
bro.
You. I'm
That's
watching
weak.
Out for her.
That's weak.
Tampa, Buffalo, Atlanta. I made a change. He wanted Washington +6.5.
Against Baltimore.
Baltimore.
This is supposed to just be a pure Bobby advice parlay.
But I can't.
You know what?
I switch it to Houston.
Then if Houston is the one that gets you screwed, yeah. I just want you to remember that.
All right, he'll tweet out all that at RJ Choppy with the football degenerate picks. Does Zeke have a right to feel dumbfounded? And let's get the official pick for Cowboys Lions from Nikki and DallasCowboys.com right after this. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan and the home of Nick Eatman every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've got my phone charged up. I'm ready.
Nice.
So, sorry about last time.
All good. So, you want to start with CeeDee Lamb in the second half or Zeke dumbfounded?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going there. Seriously. I'm sorry, guys. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely the Zeke part. I was standing there, you know, listening to the entire thing, and I actually said to one of the PR staff members, I said, I really love this guy, man. I respect everything that he does. He's such a pro. Even when you could tell he's not, you know, he's not loving the role right now, but he's saying all the right things. And for that story to kind of get taken out like that and get some legs that it shouldn't have, that's really unfortunate. He wasn't talking like that. He was saying all the right things. And I'm very disappointed that it happened that way, but it does. It happens.
Well said. That's everything you need to say. I was kind of wondering if that was the case. So thank you for addressing it. DallasCowboys.com has why the drop-off, the Cowboys explain, Lamb's second-half stats. What's the reason for it?
Well, from what they say is that the defensive coordinators are making their adjustments. They're adjusting. They're not letting it happen. They're stopping the bleeding, and that's opening up, you know, things for the other guys. In the Pittsburgh game, that's exactly what we saw because he did have a nice start to things. And then after that, they kind of shut that down. And then Tolbert had a big game, of course. And you know, 9 different guys, I believe, caught a pass in that game, which is how you want to do it. You definitely want to spread the ball around and everybody have confidence in Dak having confidence in those guys. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, CD's got to be the guy from 1 to 4. I mean, first quarter to fourth quarter and in a fifth quarter if needed. I mean, like, that's what they're paying for. That's what the playmaker that he is. So I hear what they're saying, and yes, they're making adjustments. But, you know, I thought I would assume teams were adjusting on Jerry Rice for his entire career, and they were still making plays, and Randy Moss and Michael Irvin and those guys, and CD last year, you know. So I just think it's a combination of, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, they're making some adjustments, but they've got to figure out how to counter those adjustments and still get him on the move, making plays. I don't think they're using him in space enough. I don't think that they're stacking him on the line of scrimmage with other guys. They're putting him in motion enough. There's ways I think that they need to do to kind of get him going even more than what we're seeing in the first half.
Were you there for Lamb and Dak downplaying and laughing off their sideline stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the cameras are going to get that. I mean, I get it. I mean, he said, jump ball, throw it up to me. You know, which reminds me of that old Randy Moss clip, you know, when he was just like, they can't jump with me. You know, I just throw it up there. But, you know, he's got a height advantage. He's that type of player to go get that ball. And, you know, in a split second like that, that's the, you know, and Dak knew it. I mean, that's what he said. He's like, I knew exactly what he was talking about. But, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, the cameras kind of get that. And we've seen that with Dez. We've seen in back in the day, you know, the cameras get a certain thing. But, you know, based off of what they're actually saying, it's not as bad. This is just going to be one of those where I think CD's, you know, always going to be chirping, always going to be wanting the ball, always going to be wanting more and more. And, you know, I think Michael Irvin was the same way. Dez was the same way. I don't know if you can put on the 88 and not be that way, but go get the ball in his hands. And, you know, most of the time good things will happen. And so I think they get that. I don't think Dak seems too worried about it, honestly.
Talking with Nick Eatman here from DallasCowboys.com. Nick, the injury report is a mile long with DNPs from the week. Which ones are those ones that we're realistically concerned with versus which ones are the ones where you're like, just missed a practice, but ultimately probably going to be out there?
I would think Diggs is in that group about probably going to be out there, depending on the illness he's had. He's sick yesterday, had a little bit of an ankle injury, but I think Diggs should be fine. The Kendricks one, that's a little bit worrisome, I think, just because you're talking about a shoulder and a calf. And those two injuries, especially the calf, that's not one that and it depends what type of injury it is with the calf. But he's been out for 2 days. And then his backup there, Nick Vigil, is also on the injury report, missing practice. So from a middle linebacker standpoint, I'd be curious to hear what McCarthy says today. Just on, you know, what the middle linebacker situation looks like. That would probably be the most worrisome one for me, you know, the ones that we didn't really expect. Obviously, Mike is probably not going to play.
Nick, you know, we talk about, you just mentioned, yeah, Zeke's probably not thrilled with his role. There is one thing we've noticed around here during the McCarthy era. I think it's that squeaky wheel gets the oil. So do you think that that'll end up with, hey, maybe a little bit more of a prominent role this week for Zeke?
Well, I think you also look at, you know, Rico Dowdle deserves more carries, deserves to get, you know, kind of the running back RB1 status. But, you know, I don't think McCarthy was too thrilled with the fumble that went back to the 5-yard line, especially, you know, when it was a play where, you know, I don't think Rico ran the right direction. So goal line runs, goal line plays, that might be a situation. We do see that a little bit more with Zeke. And y'all might have to help me on this one, but has he been stopped? Like, I mean, has there been a 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 that I – for, you know, for this year,
no,
that I can remember where he's just all doesn't have it. He got stuffed. I mean, no, he's not getting 8. He's not breaking off the run like the 49ers guy did, you know, last night when everyone knew they were running and he goes for 70 and then slides down in the 1. But he's not doing that, but he's getting the first down. So I think that might be a situation where a little bit more of the goal line things for Zeke, if they can split it up that way. He's still somewhat effective in those runs. So I would think that might be the split, you know, give him a little bit more of the short yardage things, but still, you know, Rico's done a nice job. He's given them some juice, given them a little bit longer runs. So I think that's probably has to be what it is, but maybe more on short yardage for Zeke.
To your point, 3rd and 4th down, when it's 2 yards or shorter, the Cowboys are 12 for 13 this year. And the only one they missed was that intentional grounding in the last game from Dak. Bigger confidence builder, or who was the confidence building game against Pittsburgh bigger for heading into this week, Jalen Tolbert or Rico Dowdle?
Oh, man. Probably, you know, now they'll both tell you, like you ask them that, they're like, confidence is always high, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what they say. And I believe that, actually. But I think Tolbert, really, I think he's the one where, you know, he had a really great game. And you know, to catch that touchdown like he did with a guy, you know, all over him and had, you know, showing the strong hands and just being the playmaker there. I think it was huge for him. But I mean, I could sit here and on the flip side and argue the same thing for Rico. It's a great question, Bobby, because it's almost a tie, because they need those two. They need both of them to have the role that they had. I mean, Rico out of the backfield, he had a couple of really nice runs. Maybe only went for 6 or 7 yards, but the way he kind of hit that hole, bounced it out there, was patient and had burst at the same time. That's, I think, what the running back needs. So I loved watching his game the last couple of weeks. I mean, are we actually seeing a screen team for this team? I mean, is this team actually running screens? Because Rico had a touchdown last week against the Giants. Pretty much was a screen to Lipke. You know, and who just keeps doing more and more. So I don't know. I think both of those guys, Tolbert and Dowder, I would say almost a tie there for your question.
It's amazing the Tolbert angle, because in Vegas or in gambling, he is like the guy right now. He has hit the over on his yardage total like four or five straight weeks. It's crazy how good he's been. Yeah.
Nick Eatman on the D&M Leasing Hotline. What is your pick, sir, and why?
Oh, man. I think this is a bad matchup for the Cowboys. I'm going to pick the Lions. And I've, you know, earlier in the week, I was kind of like, this is going to be a tough game. I mean, it's going to be maybe a little bit more one-sided. I think the Cowboys it'll be close. I see a high-scoring game, honestly. Just because I don't think Detroit's defense is that great either, but I'm going to say 31-27 Lions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we did a fact or fiction comparing with Dak and Goff in this one, because these are two of the more picked apart quarterbacks in the league,
right.
but two of the better ones too. So I'm gonna say these sentences, these statements, and then you just say fact or fiction.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
They are better than the guy they replaced.
That one
was for Bobby, really. But
I would say They are better than the guy they replaced. I would say fiction. Fiction.
Yes.
For both of them? Or, I mean, you
Stafford,
could,
I mean, yeah, I'm going to say Stafford is better than Goff, and I'll still, oh, man. yeah, I mean, they're pretty much the same guy at this point in their career with their stats. They're not the same guy when it comes to locker room, leadership, all of that, but... You know,
he still chose Romo. He's just delaying it. He's saying Tony, Bobby.
I'll say Tony. I say Tony at this point. Oh, sorry, Doug.
Wish his teammates felt the same.
Agreed, Nick. Agreed.
All right, next one. You can't win a title with them.
That's false. I'm fiction. I don't believe that you can't. I mean, you know, no. I think you can. And. I mean, yes, it hasn't happened, but I mean, I'm sure people said that about Stafford. They won.
Yeah.
I mean, they say that about Nick Foles. You can. You can't. I'm not going to sit there and say you can't.
Okay. They are underrated.
Fact. I think they are underrated. It's always a tricky one. Just, you know, what is the rating? You know, who is doing the rating?
Right.
But overall, you know, the big consensus of things, yes, I think they are underrated.
It's interesting because was it you that said they're both underrated and overrated? They're overrated by the people that like them and underrated by the
Bobby
people that hate them.
That was me. It was the good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I like that.
And then finally, they are the primary reason for their team's success.
Fact.
Nick Eatman, pretty much in lockstep with us during the expressway. Well done, sir. Enjoy the game Sunday.
All right, guys. See you.
Good stuff, Nick. Nick Eatman, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Find out how you can win tickets to this game and some fan swag as we crosstalk with KNC next.
Another break. Rofe Hintz moving in. A 360. Wait for some help. That shot. Score! Robertson off the trap from Hintz. Right on cue. The top line strikes again. 2-0 Dallas.
Your mic's not working.
We can't hear Sean.
Your mic is dear. Not on.
Hey!
Move stations. like radio stations.
There we go.
Hey! Good job, right. Peyton! Is that from the tease that we recorded?
Yeah, it might be.
I think that's from it's past 6:40 on a Thursday.
I don't know what you did there, but for the entire time you've been working here, you've never been able to talk to me in my ear on the talkback. And whatever you did.
What I did there?
I can hear it now because I heard it during my commercial.
That's incredible.
So whatever you did, whatever you screwed up there, don't fix it.
It's supposed to be like having issues with the show on the road.
Yeah.
Not the show in studio, but the KNC Masterpiece is on the road. Where, fellas? And what do you have for the Tolos today?
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, right off of I-35. It's 2316, I do believe, is the address for where we are today. And we're going to 2613. My apologies. Interstate Highway 35. And we do have G-Bag flags to give away.
Oh.
We got the Whataburger G-Bag flags. Got a couple listeners already here who've already gotten theirs. We only have about 48 left.
Yeah.
So you might as well get here early and be here for it, because also we are giving away shirts, hats, and so much more Cowboys gear. Little mini helmets are awesome. The icy white mini helmets are dope. And then Cowboys tickets courtesy of Miller Lite to this weekend's game. So be ready for that one. It's going to be a blast.
You guys have Jerry at 10:30?
And Jerry Jones at 10:30. Mark Henry, WWE Hall of Famer and Longhorn superfan, coming up at 10:15.
Oh, dude, I love him.
He's great, man. He's awesome.
My favorite.
You guys set off a back and forth with the media here trying to figure out the Cowboys soft rebuild this week. Have you been keeping track of that, Corey, the back and forth, and what happened just to reset it?
Okay, so Wednesday night, Bobby typically hosts the Cowboys Hour.
Poorly.
And
it can't be anybody else, though.
Ask Nate Newton.
And I was with Nate, and he had brought that word up, or that phrase. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting thing. And I started kind of looking at how the Cowboys have made signings. And then I'm like, okay, so maybe a couple years from now they're going to make a big push at something. Maybe that's the reality. And so I just wanted, if Nate, he was talking about it, I was like, well, let's just ask Jerry. And then Jerry said, you hit the nail on the head, and then has now said, well, hold on, it's not a soft rebuild, because as Steven said on Monday, we're just recalibrating, not reloading.
I don't know about a soft rebuild.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. They don't want to admit that, but the reality is that's where they are right now. They're relying on youth to help their veterans and hoping that youth turns into veterans for them.
I've always said renovation instead of rebuild. They're renovating a part
of the
house.
Look at that. Can you guys give them an all-in pass then, Kevin, by saying all-in meant this is it. This is do or die on this hand. Versus we're buying, we're purchasing, we're adding, we're acquiring, all in with this group.
I just think it's weird that, like, within a couple of days, the people that run the franchise are contradicting one another about what they're actually doing. And it makes me wonder, does everyone have their own goal of what they're actually doing and are not communicating it to one another?
Left hand don't talk to the right
hand. Yeah.
In addition to the Stars winning their season opener last night, Klay Thompson, in his Mavs debut, said this was as nervous as he had been since game one of the 2015 NBA Finals. 10 points for Klay. 3 of 9 from the field, all three were threes, along with 3 assists. So that was Klay Thompson last night. But I have a topic for you fellas.
Oh.
And does this belong in man card court? Is this a violation?
Ooh,
as Bobby Belt is kind enough to bring in breakfast for us many a days.
That's nice.
And we found out that Peyton Russell has not been consuming and eating the full breakfast sandwich. 2 bites, sometimes half a sandwich, and he only ate half of it yesterday, and today he didn't eat the whole thing, so Bobby went in, took the sandwich, and threw it in the trash.
Oh, my.
Since Peyton is basically, you know, just wasting Bobby's money.
Yep.
Well, Peyton said, I'm not just throwing away my leftovers. I'm handing the sandwich over to Alec Medford.
Oh.
And I said, that's a big no-no. Choppy says it's fine and cool. So we have Alec in studio. How many times has this happened, Alec? And if you were hungry, are you cool with just eating the leftover sandwich that has bites out of it? I'm not talking about a split. I'm not talking about a knife down the middle. What's been happening?
So this has never happened. For one, and two, I don't know what he's been up to in his free time, so I'd probably stay away from it.
Okay,
like you say, if there's no splitting, if there's no shaving off some of the pre-eaten parts, then I'm probably not going to follow after the footsteps of Peyton Russell.
Like, you're going to take his leftover half sandwich that has 2 bites already out of it, or 1 bite, and eat that? You know, like. No.
That just feels too weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be Eskimo Bros on a sandwich. What you do is you cut off the front end of it, and then maybe it's okay to do it then. If you cut off the front where, like, his mouth is touched, but even still, you're dealing with his hands, like, holding it, and his nasty fingers. We've seen his security badge, how it's literally sticky and will, like, it's stick nasty. To your hand. It's gross.
He's your nasty. Security badge is sticky?
He loves coming to work.
Is he a fool?
Yeah, he does. A lot of sweating up here, Chop. Okay?
Not too.
A lot of hours.
I think he's trying to insult your salary, Alec, by being like, here's my third eaten sandwich. I know you'll probably need this in order to eat.
Peasant.
I will say I'm a much more appreciative man when it comes to the freebies around here. I think I am, but...
Everybody loves freebies.
I got to draw the line somewhere, don't I?
Especially, so did you, like, take the sandwich and throw it in the trash, or you just told him no thanks?
He didn't even offer it to me.
Hey,
are you lying?
No, I walk up.
This
and
never
if
happened.
You want it, you can have it. I think Alec has just put me on blast.
You're
right
a
here.
Fraud.
No. And you know what's crazy is I get here early on Fridays to cut stuff for Masterpiece of the Week, 1:30 every Friday. And I've been here since about 8:10. So usually I'm here like 8:30, 8:40. He had, what, 20 extra minutes to say, hey,
well, the sandwich was gone by then. Bobby throws it away.
He did throw it in the trash, Alex.
Well, no, I don't throw it away every week. I threw it away today because you've... Yeah. In fact, Peyton, here's what Peyton did. Yesterday when I was like, you didn't eat it. What's the deal? And he goes, well, I would eat that sausage thing you get from Jack in the Box. I eat that whole thing if you would have gotten that. So I got those this morning, and he still didn't eat it. And then when I said something about it, he goes, effing throw it in the trash. Go in there. Go ahead. Do it. Wow. Just very defiant.
So did you never offer Alec the sandwich?
I don't always just go up and say, here you go. I say, whoever wants it. Now it's right there.
Oh! That's not even really the same. I stood up for you and you. I didn't even want to eat the sandwich.
But to act like it's something that is like,
attractive. You know what I mean? Like, whoever will first come, first serve off my half-eaten sandwich with my teeth marks
like,
in it.
It's like LeBron throwing a sweatband in the crowd. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to have this. I got to have LeBron's sweat on me.
All right. Will Corey or Kevin defend Peyton and side with RJ that this is fine and this is not a man card violation?
I think it's fine because I am also very economical. And
yeah,
so
you
if you're not making a whole lot of money and you got to figure out a way to get it done, then that's
hang on,
fine.
Kevin. So you're telling me that Corey takes a bite of his sandwich, doesn't want the rest, and offers it to you, you would eat it?
It depends on a couple of circumstances, but I'm not against it.
What are the circumstances?
Just like if I was hungry or if he was eating
something.
Yeah,
you're hungry and it's a sandwich you like.
Oh, yeah. Then I would eat it.
Wow. Okay. Corey?
Yeah. I mean, I will also say, even with my kids, I'm cutting off where they bit. You know?
Oh, even with your children.
Even with my
your
children.
Your own DNA.
Dude, you don't know. Like, the way that they eat sometimes.
Oh, kids are disgusting. They're gross.
Saliva on stuff. And you just don't want to deal with that. So I'll cut off where they've bitten and take that. And yeah, if Kevin was like, hey, man, you want the rest of the sandwich? I'd be like, all right, dude, sure. And I think there are a lot of people at the station. I'd be perfectly okay taking that.
Who
not
would
everybody.
You not eat after?
I don't want to say.
Oh,
say
man,
it.
That's a good question. You have somebody in mind then, don't you?
I don't want to say.
Oh,
who would
no.
y'all not eat after?
I'll let y'all guess.
Ooh. Bobby?
Well, I'll tell you, Wolchuk wants to eat after me.
Bro.
Who's that in the background?
Oh,
who do y'all got running?
That's
is Ruben. That Ruben?
That's Ruben.
I knew that was Ruben.
Oh, my God.
I knew gosh, dude.
Bobby,
what?
Anyone
I don't
else?
Know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Bobby,
what
is there anyone? Are you not eating after holy. Anyone, Bob?
I'm not. I'm not eating after anybody in general. So,
okay.
No.
All right. What else do you guys have coming
I don't know. I can't focus now because of what you just said. I can't focus now.
I don't know what the thing is.
I forgot what we were talking about.
By the way, Wolchuk will be filling in for Kevin and Mike on Monday with
holy
me. So so he'll be doing crosstalk with us on Monday.
Kevin, I got down like that.
Kevin, you're out Monday.
Yes. We're going to Vermont.
Oh, Vermont.
Let's talk about that.
That's
okay.
Actually, this is interesting because tell them the VRBO story that happened.
Man, these nimrods at Vrbo on Wednesday morning, they're like, oh, yeah, sorry, we got to cancel. I don't know. That guy might have died or sold it or something. And that's what it said. It actually said people die or sometimes sell the property and we can't get a hold of them. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, crap. And so it's really expensive to stay places in Vermont. So we're actually kind of staying like sort of on the other side of the state. The good news is it's not a very big state. So it turned out okay, but I was kind of pissed about that Wednesday morning. This is going to be state number 49
whoa.
For me.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm kind of jealous of that. Vermont's great.
So first time Vermont.
Yes.
And what are they known for?
Apples,
maple
syrup and
maple
apples.
Syrup.
It's socialism. I mean,
this time of year, they kind of are. This time of year, though, like it's gorgeous with the leaves. If you're into that,
it is going to be freezing compared to Texas up there. The high once we get there, I think, is like 47.
Nice. What?
Yes.
Yeah. The high?
Yes, the high after we get there is 47 degrees. And it's supposed to be like 97 here on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm seeing nothing but rain on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 46, 48, 46. How long are you there for?
We're only going to be there for like 3 days.
Are you by like Lake Champlain and Ticonderoga and all that?
Like the pencil factory?
I think that, I don't know if that's where it's from. Those are the big lakes out there.
I will have to check on that.
Are those the pencils?
Yeah.
That Reggie was talking about a few weeks ago? Okay, so that's, gotcha. All right.
I thought that was a martial arts.
Taekwondo.
Ticonderoga. That would be awesome.
Look at Ruben in the back there. Look at our guy. We did our first ever Jeep wave yesterday to each other.
What is a Jeep wave? Aren't y'all supposed to put ducks on your
don't
cars
you have to get
or something?
Ducks for each other and be like, oh, we're a sorority.
Ruben, let's do it on a fan cam.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Man, how many different, like,
Yeah. Like Jeep drivers do.
Are those your gang signs?
I don't know. There it is, baby.
That's hey, I'm in a gang. If we ever got in a fight, we get destroyed.
The NCAA would fine you for that.
All right, Bobby's heading out to meet KNC again.
I've got my little Lucy punch card that I need to get.
I got your sticker. Yeah, right here.
And I still
got
to get Mike's signature for my last one.
Corey, where are you guys again?
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, and we already got Tolos rolling in right now.
Yeah, we awesome really do.
Hi, great, Dan. Man.
Love it. They want those flags.
Wow. People usually are lining up to get Mike's recycled old baseball cards that he's trying to get rid of, including his own. The fellas are up next with Jerry Jones. Enjoy your weekend. Go Cowboys. The KNC Masterpiece is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.